shall stand forever. We solicit your prayers, please. Want to talk to you from the subject, a loving church. A loving church. Tell your neighbor, I want a loving church. And then turn to the other one and say, it all started with me. To begin with, my brethren and my sisters, Christian friends, well-wishers and saints of God, as we gleam and gaze at the scripture, we find that this is a fabulous, fruitful, faithful, and fundamentally sound passage of scripture. Preach, Brad. In the first three chapters of Ephesians, it deals with doctrine, meaning our riches in Christ, and the last three deals with our duty and our responsibilities in Christ. Let me share a few things. The man who lifts others must be on higher ground. Did y'all get that? He lifts himself. Others around him who he loves, they automatically go to higher ground. Am I helping you? Paul says that the first thing the church has to have is a unified church. Paul says that a unified church is critically important to the lifeblood of the Christian church. Say amen, church. Paul made emphasis to the church at Ephesus for its congregants to walk worthy of the calling they had received with all humility and gentleness, with patience, accepting one another in love, and diligently seeking to keep unity of the spirit with peace that binds. Y'all gonna help me this morning? Shiloh and members of other churches, you have a responsibility and responsibilities as church members. I'm gonna say amen. Church members have responsibilities to adhere to. Number one, you're supposed to love your fellow church members unconditionally. Am I preaching all right? Number two, you are never to be a divisive force. In other words, you don't do or say nothing that's going to tear the church up. Number three, it does mean that you are willing to sacrifice your own preferences and your own agendas for the sake of the church. Come on, help me somebody. Can you all do that for me? Can y'all do that for God? Tell the Lord, I can do that. Listen to me, church. When we seek unity, we demonstrate love. Let me illustrate. The word of God says in the King James Version of Colossians 3 and 14 and 15, it says, and above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule your hearts, to the which also you are called in one body, and be ye thankful. The American Standard Version, which is the most accurate version year to date, says, and above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Now one more. From the Living Bible, it says something like this. Most of all, let love guide your life. For then the whole church stay together in perfect harmony. Let the peace of heart that comes from Christ be always present in your hearts and lives. For this is your responsibility and privilege as a member of his body. And then he says, and always be thankful. So what are you going to do, Shiloh? We're going to be better, Ray. We're going to be better. Write this down. Unity is critically important to have in our church. Unity is a critically important feature to have in our church. I'm going to say it again. I want you to catch that while you're writing that down. Unity is a critically important feature to have in our church. Now write this next part down. It's vital to our heavenly security. You know how they say it on TV, it's vital to national security? Well, it's past that. It's vital to heavenly security. Ask your neighbor. Neighbor, are you going to do your part? Then tell the other one, because I can't do this by myself. You can have unity, but if people around you don't have unity, don't mean a thing. I want to briefly touch on a few issues. We're going to talk a little bit about unity. Everybody say unity.
Gossip.
Purity. Harmony. And then close with victory. Everybody ought to say, Lord, I'm going to make some changes. I'm going to make some changes, Lord. My walk with God is going to get better. You'll see. My walk. I'm saying that like a personal pronoun. But you know, I can put our walk. My walk with God is going to get better. You will see. See, because talk is one thing, but action is something else. My walk. Our walk is going to get better with God. You'll see. The Apostle Paul says some things in Ephesians about walking. In Ephesians 4 and 16, he says, walk in unity. In Ephesians 5 and 17, he says, walk in purity. In Ephesians 6 and 9, he says, walk in harmony. In Ephesians 6 and 24, he says, walk in victory. Paul pleads with us to make some cognizant changes that will improve our cognitive functionings and produce some cohesive, comprehensible results that commend and commendate the body of Christ. I see you doing the alliterations on the C's, Rebel. What all that mean? Paul said, I'm going to be mindful and I'm going to do better. And when I do better, it's going to bless the body of Christ. Y'all going to help me in here? The next thing, number two, stop gossiping and spread negative talk.
Amen.
Gossip is bad. I know some bad things about you. You know some bad things about me. Come on, say amen. I'm getting real now. But I won't spread that information, because if I talk about you, I'm talking about my own self.
Amen.
If you talk about me, you ain't doing nothing but talking about your own self.
Amen.
Can the hands say I don't need the face? Can the nose say I don't need the face?
Alright.
Gossip. A tail church up. Come on, say amen, y'all.
Amen.
But you got to back that up, Red. I'm glad you asked me. Romans 1 and 29 said their lives became full of every kind of wickedness and sin, of greed and hate and envy and murder and fighting and lying and bitterness and gossip. The American Standard Version says, being filled with all unrighteousness, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, malignity, and then whisperers. That's gossip. Not only here to deal with the gossip word. Y'all with me here? You can look at that list for yourself, and I guarantee you it'll make you sick to your stomach. Are y'all with me here? And the bad thing about the list, in the beginning, God tell them, I'm going to turn you over to a reprobated mind because you ain't got no sense. But the last part about it, Paul said, and they love doing what they do. And they don't even care that they're doing wrong. They just doing what they do. My specific orders from God today is the problem with gospel. Tell your neighbor that's a big problem. Now tell your other neighbor you got problems in other places too. Redefine the problem. The problem is gossip. Gossip has been defined as idle talk. Some connected to rumors. Others say it's a unproven personal or private information about an individual or individual that will hurt them. Come on, help me somebody. Every definition that I researched came up with the same insane, intolerable, and intentional hurtful results. We've been taught the book of James, right? Yeah. We stayed on the book of James long, didn't we? Yeah. And then we talked about that tongue, didn't we?
Yeah.
James 3, 5, and 6 says, even the tongue is a little member and boasted great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindleth. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members that it defiled the whole body and set it on fire, the course of nature, and it is set on fire of hell. You want hell? Let your tongue keep on going. That's what he said. So before I leave this point, how do you fix this? Write this down. Number one, don't be a source of gossip. I'm gonna take my time. Number one, don't be a source of gossip. That's how you get rid of that. Number two, keep your tongue under control.
Amen.
Keep your tongue under control. Number three, if somebody start gossiping with you, gently stop them.
Amen.
I didn't say cuss them out. I said gently stop them. Come on, help. You know you can jam us and we'll say what we got to say. Number four, become a church unifier, not a divider. Y'all all right?
Amen.
I'm past the anesthesia. I just started doing open heart surgery. Amen? Don't be a source of gossip. Keep your tongue under control. Somebody start gossiping, stop them gently. And then become a church unifier, not a divider.
All right.
It's time to change. Right. Romans 12 and 2 say, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you might prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Freeze, Rev. The next thing. Time to walk in purity. Tell your neighbor, it's time to walk in purity. Ephesians 4, 13 through 18 tells us, till we all come in unity of the faith. Can't get nowhere without unity. And of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. That's a whole lot right there. That we henceforth be no more children tossed to to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by every sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive. In other words, if you're being taught the word of God right, you ought not have to run everywhere around the world talking about I got to get a word somewhere else. Amen. And then believe every other preacher but me. Come on, say amen if you can. Say ouch if I'm hitting you. Verse 15. But speaking the truth in love. Here it is. Here's the purity. That you may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body fitly joint together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, make it increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. You don't tear yourself down. Come on, say amen, church.
Amen.
You build yourself up.
Amen.
You come to Bible study so you can learn a solid word.
Amen.
Come on, help me somebody. Because the Bible tells us there is a way that seemeth right to man, but the ends thereof are the ways unto death. If you go out on your own understanding, there ain't no understanding. Come on, help me somebody. You don't know nothing. I don't know nothing. You ain't that smart. I'm not that clever. You need the word. Come on, help me somebody. I told my Bible study folk, I said, I got Bible study lessons all the way to April. And y'all won't show up. Come on, say amen, y'all. And you know whether you show up or don't, I'm going to be here. And I'm going to do my job. Come on, help me somebody. And you know why I'm going to do my job? Because he said he's going to, what it is, Julia? He's going to bless me what? While I produce, God going to bless me whether you come or not. Come on, say amen, y'all. What a waste of a heavenly treasure. Oh, by the way, I ain't write that down. By the way, I sure will it too. I made a 3.8. Oh. I ain't made no 2.0. Then our theme passage. Y'all all right in here? Can I work? Can I do my job? Because I don't want you to leave and not get what you need. Then in our theme passage, Ephesians 4:2, the Apostle Paul tells us how to act with our calling. He says, with all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another in what?
Love.
In agape, love, or agapako, love. In the Greek vernacular, the word love is agape. It means affection, benevolence. It's a love feast. It's an act. And too many people want to stay mad too long. Come on, help me somebody. You done been mad so long, you ain't know what you're mad about no more. What you mad about? I don't even remember why I'm mad. They told me to let it go. Remember? You held me down. Let it go. Now I'm speaking, be cordial and nice and everything. when before you know it, I let it go. Can't you let some things go?
Amen.
Y'all ain't saying amen, no.
Amen.
I'm not talking from something I heard. I'm talking about something I know. Let it go. Staying mad way too long by nothing. The next thing is harmony. Tell your neighbor harmony. Ephesians 5, 15 through 21 says, so be careful how you act. And I just finished saying that. Be careful how you act, because these are difficult days. Don't be fools. Be wise.
Yes.
Make the most of every opportunity you have for doing good. Tell your neighbor, I'm finna do good. Mm-hmm. No, I ain't say I'm about to. See, you want to be correct English. I'm finna do good. I'm finna do good. Don't act thoughtlessly, but try to find out to do whatever the Lord wants you to do.
Uh-huh.
Let me put a pen right there. I didn't write that down, but I got to tell you this. I wanted to go with the narrative of the Peter, James, and the John text. Because you remember I did James and I did Peter. Then I wanted to come back and do John. And I kept trying to do John. And the Lord kept saying, I didn't ask you to do John. Find out what the Lord wants you to do.
Oh, yes.
And then when you do what he wants you to
That's
do,
right.
You know you're on point, and then the anointing, as they say,
yes.
will be with you.
Yes.
He says, now I'm talking to some people now, verse 18, he said, don't drink too much wine. Y'all ain't saying amen.
Amen.
For many evils lie along that path. Be filled instead with the Holy Spirit and controlled by him. Talk with each other. Here's your harmony part. Talk with each other about the Lord. You got to be in harmony to talk about the Lord. Come on, help me somebody. Quoting psalms and hymns and singing sacred songs, making music in your heart to the Lord. Always give thanks for everything to our God and Father in the name of our Lord Jesus the Christ. Then verse 21, last one, he says, honor Christ by submitting to each other. If everybody want to have their own way, I guarantee you're going to be hell. Come on, say amen, somebody. Everybody got to have their way. All chiefs and no Indians. Come on. Come on now. This is the first of the year. Y'all didn't come on that first Sunday. And y'all didn't come for a New Year's Eve night. So the Lord made me do it over. I told you I wanted to go to John. But obedience is better than sacrifice.
Yes,
we have to live in harmony.
Right.
We have to live in peace and at peace with one another. I got a question. Say, so what is it, Rev?
What is it, Rev?
Did you come to church to fight and kill the spirit?
No.
Or did you come to get along with everybody in harmony and love? I'm just asking. Nobody can answer that for you but you. Are y'all with me here? He says in Ephesians 1 and 4, according as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Y'all with me here? Now, I want to ask you a question. Y'all got your programs?
Yeah.
Open your program. Turn it to that second to last page. I ain't gonna check. The Lord checking though. I ain't gonna check. But the Lord. writing everything down. He said, this is a shallow pledge. I am a church member. Y'all see that? Wait, if y'all got the program, let's read it together. Ready, set, read. I will show unconditional love to my brothers and sisters in my local church. I will make every effort to grow my church into a place where God's love, God's peace, and God's care and concern permeates through the walls of division and confusion. I will love everybody as our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ commands us for the sake of the gospel. Amen. 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 Reverend Raymond Allen Senior. He ain't gonna curse me. God is not gonna curse me. I'm gonna do what he said to me to do. Every word I read, we are all held accountable by Heaven's Bureau of Vital Records and Documents. Y'all didn't say amen. Every word. He said that there are three in heaven that are writing things down. Every word that you speak, every thought that you think, God is writing it all down. And I don't see no fault in what I just gave you, because it talks about our love one for another. Amen? Because everything you do is either an act of love towards God's kingdom, or it's a direct opposition against God's divine plan.
All right.
So you have to look at yourself and ask yourself a question. Am I committing an act of love? Or am I being a direct opposition to God's divine plan? What can I do to bring harmony into the church and create a healthy church? Y'all all right? Yeah. Number one, each one reach one.
Yes, my Lord.
You're going to have to go get some folk and bring them in the house.
All right.
Just start off with your own house. Amen? Y'all writing this down? Number two, when they get here, God's power has to be present. In other words, they can't hear you saying bad stuff in the back there. Come on, say amen.
Amen.
Number three, God is exalted in worship service. Come on, say amen, y'all.
Amen.
Number four, learning and growing together. Number five, committed to being a loving person. Number six, demonstrating spiritual discipleship. In other words, you can't grow unless you get into the word. Number seven, develop servant leaders who are wise in administration, and then they are accountable for it. Don't say amen, y'all.
Amen.
Number eight, pursue an outlook and an outward focus. In other words, what we do is not just in the four walls here, but you spread it out somewhere else. And you're saying good stuff. Come on, say amen, y'all.
Amen.
Number nine, network with the body of Christ to help it grow. What can I do to help your ministry, deaconess? What can I do to help your ministry, deacons? What can I do to help your ministry, choir? What can I do to help your ministry, ushers? What can I do to help your ministries, trustees? What can I do to help your ministries, warriors for Christ? What can I do to help your ministries? If we do them 10 things, I guarantee you we'll get 100% better. If anybody need a copy, I got this. I downloaded it and put it in writing this time. This is the same stuff I preached from the computer. So look at Ephesians 4 and 3. Ephesians 4 and 3. Endeavoring to keep what, y'all?
Unity.
The unity of the Spirit in the bond of what?
Peace.
In the bond of peace. Peace. Peace in the Greek vernacular is irene. Irene. Irene means to join. It means quietness. It means rest. It means set one at liberty. At liberty, and literally or figuratively, it means to prosper. Because if you got peace, you're going to prosper. If you got confusion, all hell going to break loose. Peace, you're going to prosper. I want peace. How about you? Now, this is where the Lord got me and put me in the corner and gave me a good beating. And I couldn't come out the corner until he finished beating me. He said, "Don't be mean." In 2014. Don't be mean. In 2014. Oh, y'all mighty quiet. Y'all writing all this stuff down? You have enough food for 2 weeks. Don't be mean. In 2014. This is what we can do to bring peace and harmony. Ephesians 4 and 3 from the Living Bible says, "Try always to be led along by the Holy Spirit and so be at peace with one another." Can you do that? Y'all ain't saying nothing now. Can you do that? Can you be at peace with one another? You know, they used to make jokes around with the preachers, and they say, if they don't fight each other, they'll stop fighting each other, and all of them will start fighting you, Red. But I say that's a lie from the pits of hell. Because the church supposed to have peace. Come on, help me, somebody. You didn't come to church to fuss and fight. You didn't come to church to be all upset with confusion everywhere. You came for peace and for harmony. And if you didn't come for that, you don't need to come back. You came for peace. Come on, say amen, somebody. I didn't come to fuss and fight with nobody. You know, I'm good at fussing. I love confrontation. But I didn't come here for that. Come on, say amen. Peace. And harmony. Last night, be out your way. Walk in victory. Ephesians 4 and 6 from the Living Bible says, "We are all parts of one body." Say, neighbor, I'm not with the same body. We have the same spirit. Tell them with the same spirit. And then we're called into the same glorious future. And then tell them, I got the same future. I'm going to heaven just like you. For there is one and only one God, an infinite intelligent spirit whose name is Jehovah, the maker and supreme ruler of heaven and earth, inexpressibly glorious in his holiness, and is worthy of all possible honor, confidence, and love, that in the unity of the Godhead is God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost, equal in every divine perfection and executing distinct but harmonious offices in the great work of redemption. One law, one faith, one baptism. One law. Jehovah Adonai. One faith. Pistos. One baptism. Baptismos. Are y'all with me here? Boy, it's good when you stay with the Lord. Yeah. When you stay with the Lord, he'll bring everything back to you. Remember us. For we all have the same God and Father who is over over us all and in us all and living every part of us all. That's some good stuff there, yeah. I love it. I'm trying to let you alone. I know we got to get out of here. But I didn't want you to leave. This is almost like the first Sunday in January. There are seven spiritual nuggets. And I'm going to close. Seven spiritual nuggets to acquire to help us deal with the victory aspect of this text. Number one, your body. Number two, your spirit. And then verses 5 and 6 deal with your hope of your calling. Number 4, the oneness of God. Number 5, the oneness of faith. Every last one of them is a whole sermon by itself. Number 6, the oneness of baptism. You know, because he dipped them down in the water. In the name of the Father. In the name of the Son. And in the name of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Oh, yeah. I ought to have some help up in here. Then the last one, the oneness of God the Father. What you need to know about these seven spiritual truths is that they serve as a spiritual foundation and they unite all Christians together. Are y'all with me here? Well, brothers and sisters, I've held you long enough. But listen at the tenor and timbre of my subject title today. We have to be a loving church. Tell your neighbor, I'm going to be a loving church. And I tell the other one, which you are not. Not only did we talk about having unity, not only did we talk about not gossiping, and not only did we talk about having purity, not only did we talk about having harmony, not only did we talk about having victory through these seven spiritual realities, but I want to close and celebrate on Ephesians 4 and 6. The American Standard Version says, one God, one Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. Ephesians 4:6 from the Living Bible says, and we all have the same God and Father who is over us all. And who is in us all. And then who are living through every part of us. Why, I'm so glad that I have a God that is omnipotent. God, that means that he got all power to do all things for anybody. I'm glad that I have an omniscient God. Oh Lord, a God who has master intellect, who knows everything about everybody at the same time. Oh Lord, and I'm glad that I have a God that's omnipresent. He's a hammer, he's everywhere. Same time, oh Lord, God never has to go anywhere to be where he is, and God never has to be in a hurry to get where he's going. God made time because he's a long time God. Before the beginning never began, God set the world in motion, and it's been ticking and talking ever since. God never forgets about anybody. Oh Lord, if I heard him saying, Reuben may endure for a night, but listen, Glenn, joy will.
should not perish, but have everlasting life. And I heard that that same Jesus, the precious Lamb of God, gave his life on Calvary's hill. Is there anybody in here know how he did? He died upon Calvary's hill. Yes, he did. He stayed there on the cross from the sixth to the ninth hour. And I heard Jesus sing, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Closed it out and said, Father, into thy hand I commend my spirit. He died. Anybody you know he died? He died. I wish I had some help from the choir. He died.
Home, and the best place to be is right here at home. Ain't he all?